Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Go get him, Eric. Love all our corners, don't get me wrong, but go get him, Eric.
Have you gotten a chance to talk to Jair about coming here?
Yeah, I hit him up. But you know, you don't know. You never know with Jair. That's my boy, man.
7:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jair Alexander is available. Lamar Jackson telling EDC to go get his former teammate, but doesn't Lamar Jackson, Ed, has some control over the situation, a little bit of control over the situation?
Well, I'm sure he's got a lot of sway in that building, yeah, sure.
Well, meaning that maybe, you know, you create some cap room for us, it may be a little easier to go out and get Jair Alexander.
Yeah, you would think so. Like, again, if he can create some room there, it feels like a no-brainer right now, right? Like, to try to make that happen. Again, we don't know what Jair's visions are right now, if it's, hey, I want to go to that team. I think you like to think everybody wants to win a Super Bowl, but sometimes you look at the contracts that you're offered and you're going, I got to take that. I mean, that's too much money to turn down. Now, he's made quite a bit in his career and he's been on some good teams, but you haven't got there yet. So why not? If I was one of those guys and I got cut and this is going to be kind of a short term thing, unless he's signing a long term deal with somebody, I'm definitely going to a team where I feel like I have a shot to win. And if you're looking in the AFC, there's three teams that you're taking a hard look at, in my opinion, and that's the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs. I'm not dismissing the Bengals, but I still don't know who's playing defense for them. I'm not dismissing the Steelers, but again, we have to see what Rodgers looks like. There's other teams that are kind of on the come, whether you want to look at a Denver Broncos team, if you think the Raiders are getting better, or at some point the Chargers are going to make their push.
See, I'm not dismissing either one of those teams, the Bengals or the Steelers. I just never had them in the picture. I'm not dismissing them. I just don't have them there.
Well, I think with looking at it, like those are we named the top three teams. Maybe somebody surprises, but right now on paper, coming into this season, if you're in the AFC, I feel like you're looking up at the Bills, Chiefs, and Ravens in no particular order.
How much better, in your opinion, Ed, does he make this defense, Jair Alexander?
Well, quite a bit. I think, you know, the defensive back depth is what I think what they're lacking now. You know, you pick up a premier safety in the draft who should make an impact rookie year, and then you lose the guy that started 10 games for you last year, and really, you know, the defense kind of turned around because it freed up Kyle Hamilton. So I think it makes us a lot better.
Yeah, and the better defense. If this defense, Jeremy, can hold guys, hold teams down, I think the offense, put 30 on the board every game.
Yeah.
You know, just go ahead and put 30 on the board. They'll even get that or over. If this defense can hold you under 30 every game,
yeah,
I think you got – well, it's hard to beat.
First off, if you add Jair Alexander, you're adding a dog, man.
Yes, you are.
That guy will go out and the other thing it allows you to do is, because he can be an upper echelon corner and be a shutdown guy, I feel like through injuries some people might question that over the past few seasons, it allows you to put Marlon back in the slot. And then now you got your first round pick on the outside. You've got some other rookies that you're working in at the secondary. And the thing that I love, and you know, you hear everybody talk about Kyle Hamilton and how special he is. It's just, I don't know who the 11 best defenders are on this team, But I know at some point there's going to be a package to have all of them out there. I mean, there's a you have a really good group and tough decisions to make as far as rotations on that side.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Baltimore Ravens still trying to add pieces to this roster. Putting more pressure. Would you guys say the more players you add, the more pressure they put themselves to win it all?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Because, I mean, now you're adding depth to an already stacked team, sure.
Yeah, I think you're you know, again, like, even when teams win the offseason, like, you don't even have to. Remember when the Redskins, Commanders now, Redskins went out, and I'm sure you'll remember this, they bought all those free agents, right?
Yeah.
And there were expectations after buying them, and it didn't come to fruition. And I think the more guys you go out and get, fans all of a sudden are like, oh, yeah, look at who we got. You know, they expect you to make that run. With the Ravens, you've already should have made the run, and then now you're adding more pieces to make your team better. So, yeah, I think expectations have to go up.
I'll go for those lofty expectations. I want more players. I want more talent. I want to load this roster up, Ed, to give me a better chance to win it all.
So do I. I mean, I don't. You can't have too many good players. You just can't. And the problem is, they become that team, though. In the league that people are starting to talk about, where they can't get over the hump, and they, you know, they're many people's preseason favorites to win the Super Bowl every year now, and they come up short every year.
And by the way,
and for these dubious reasons,
you can't win the big one. Doesn't go away. Even sometimes after
Even when you win
the big one.
That's right. Because then you win one. Well, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. Look at who he played.
Yeah. They were banged up.
Yeah, you never get credit. There's always a reason. You know what I mean? You only did it because of this. People don't get credit nowadays. There's someone who gets the blame. You didn't win a championship. Someone lost it.
Yeah. Yes.
That's just that. That's what we become as. No one can get.
Are you listening to our old updates? Is that what's going on?
It's just reminding me of that. Exactly.
Nobody ever wins. Somebody lost it.
They choked. Yeah, they lost.
Yeah. And that's because I think a lot of that is because we praise people before they earn it. And again, I go back to this OKC Thunder team. You know, are they one of the best teams in the NBA in the last 10 years? Really? They haven't won anything. And if they do, the answer is still no.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. We build it up so much because we need something to talk about that when a team doesn't do it, doesn't live up to those unreal expectations that we set, then they're failures. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy.
Hello.
What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all?
Not much. What's going on with you?
I was trying to tell until Ed was like, yeah, you know, when y'all was talking about the Buffalo game or the playoffs period, like, I'm going to be real with y'all, right? Because I know some people will be like, oh, you just a super fan. Oh, damn. I was about to say something. I forgot I was on radio. I was about to say something, right? But as a Ravens fan, I'm tired of it, right? Because just hear me out, right? If you ever hear Ravens fans talk, they always be like, well, the last Super Bowl, it wasn't John Harbaugh. It was Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, and Ed Reed. Well, even if we agree with that, right, I feel like the last 2-3 years, the Ravens roster have been better than that Super Bowl team. Yeah. I mean, y'all can tell
me. Oh, it's not even close. It's not even close.
Right. Yeah.
That team, if you remember, nobody expected that team to get to the postseason. In fact, we had the Flaccoing thing at the end of the year after he threw the interception against Denver and he's lying face down. Yeah. And everybody's like, well, this team's dead. They just went on a magical run and caught fire.
I mean, yeah. But let me finish real quick. So my thing is, right, to fans, right? Now, when I say this, I'm not trying to drag the players, but let's be real. We last year in the AFC Championship game, yeah, I got this sour taste in my mouth. We go out to Kansas City week one. We was a toe away from winning the game, right? Cool, all right. Now, last year, Buffalo. I mean, us Raven fans, yeah, week four we beat Buffalo. We figured it was going to be the same thing. Only difference was we was playing them in the airfield. It's like the same thing, so when fans say, oh, these players won us the Super Bowl, why these other players? And I feel like we got dogs on the team. Like, I don't want to call out no players, though, but, like, I feel like the roster is way better. So, like, I just feel like the players got to execute, man. Like, I don't know. I get tired of hearing, oh, the Ravens got this roster, that roster. Like, let's see what they can do. And another thing, we got to start the season off strong. See, last year when I crashed out on Marlon Humphrey, see, it was a mental thing, right? Because I'm thinking, like, all right, damn, we 0-1. oh, we 0-2. But the thing is, we 0-2 in the conference. And guess what that did? It effed us in the long run. We beat the Buffalo Bills, but guess what? If we would have beat the Chiefs, who would have known what happened? We probably would have had the number one seed. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So come out this year, beat Buffalo, week four, beat the Chiefs, and let's go ahead. Because the Ravens, listen, anybody listen to this? The whole Ravens staff, blast this. Y'all owe us another AFC championship game. Because that performance, our first ever one, was trash. I'm sorry. Lock in and let's win. I'm tired of hearing this and that. And Raven fans and Jeremy and Ed and Rob, I'm calling y'all out, man. We don't care about no MVP. Lamar Jackson don't care
about it. Calling me out for it. I don't care about it either. You don't call me out. I don't care about no MVP either.
You guys keep talking about it. It's two separate things. It's like saying
I know it's two separate things, but what I'm saying is MVP is something that other people control. Winning, getting to the Super Bowl is something that you control.
Well,
you
don't have to. There's 10 other guys on that team.
You don't get vote. You don't get. That's what I mean. I'm not talking about Lamar. I'm talking about the team. That's something that they control. MVP, you have no control. You can only go out and play. You got to hope for somebody to vote for you. There's no vote in winning the Super Bowl. You do it on the field. So I'm not worried about the MVP. That's something that he can't control. He can go out and have an MVP year. LeBron James should have won an MVP every year for like a 7-year span, but he didn't. He can't control that. People, you know, your guy in the NBA now should win the MVP almost every year, but he can't. Other people control that. Winning the championship is team control. So I'm not worried about the MVP right now. He's got two of them. He'll probably get more. I'm mistaken. Shovels is not at 7:30. It's at 8:30. World is stupid. Is that 7:30.
That was stupid.
But on the other, I'm not a mind reader. Nobody told me. But on the other side, speaking of the NBA, LeBron James criticized the ring culture. Something I feel like he kind of has control of. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Man. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Hump Day Wednesday. Recently, LeBron James appeared on the Mind of the Game podcast, and this is what he had to say.
I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport and why it's the A-all, be-all of everything. You sit here and you tell me, you know, Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, you know, are f***ing wasn't unbelievable. Like, oh, they can't be talked about or discussed with these guys is because this guy won one ring or won two rings or won, like, it's just weird to me. It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady or Mahomes because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in a sport.
Right.
Or telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time, or he can't be in the room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things, you know? I don't know. I don't know. Did Barry Bonds win a World Series? Barry Bonds never won a World Series. So. You can't sit here and tell me that he's not the greatest baseball player to ever touch a bat. I mean, Jerry West, I think, went to like 9 straight NBA finals.
And, the logo.
And was only able to win one. And he's the logo of our league.
Yeah.
So you can't sit here and tell me that, okay, well, because he only won one, the guy can't be in the same room with the guy who won 2 or 3 or 4. Like, why not?
I can't.
Well, I don't think he's wrong, but I don't think he can be the guy to say that.
He can't, because he's the one that created this culture. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. That was you, LeBron. That wasn't us. You created this culture. And to be honest with you, you're talking about different sports. Football is more of a team. You can get one guy on a basketball team, and it could change your fortune. You get one guy on a football team, if it's a quarterback, yeah, he can help you get there and be a better team, but he doesn't control a game like one guy can control a game in basketball. LeBron James can't be that guy. And on top of that, I don't completely agree with him.
Well,
this is self-preservation. This is because people are saying he's no Michael Jordan. Guess what, LeBron? You're not.
Yeah, and well, here's the other problem I have, and you just brought up the guy. So historically, we were talking about LeBron chasing Jordan, right? Like, those guys get mentioned all the time. Who do you think's better? The younger guys today will tell you how much bigger, stronger, faster the game is. But if you're honestly looking at it, the game is so weak on the defensive side. If Larry Bird played today, he'd average a triple-double every year. But LeBron's got his, you know, his couple of championships here, but he's chasing these guys. And when it comes down to it, he starts to mention all the other guys. Well, these guys didn't get a championship, and that guy didn't get this. But I got news for you. You're still chasing Tim Duncan, Kobe, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Scottie Pippen, Kareem. I don't even need to go all the way to the top with Bill Russell. But, like, yeah, those guys have championships, and you didn't get to that level. And then now it's almost like, why are we focused on that? You could be the best without – he makes it seem like he's trying to pick up the guys that didn't win. And I don't feel that way. Like, all
self-preservation.
All the things with LeBron, and I think people beat him up for too much. This is one he should be beat up for.
And if championships didn't mean anything, then why did he run to Miami? Why did he run back to Cleveland?
Why did he beg them to trade for AD? Why did he? Yeah. You know?
If championships didn't mean anything, why did he orchestrate all those moves?
And why did he do exactly what you talked about? Not one, but he goes to, you know, the list of championships. I mean, if it's that important, then why are you stressing it so much? Obviously, you created this, or at least that's the yardstick you measure things by, and then you go out and say, well, nobody, you know, you shouldn't do that. But
it's frustrating. Again, going back to it with LeBron, he's one of the greatest players to ever play, but I think this is his flaw, is that he hears all the stuff that's going on. He tries to put himself in things that I don't think he knows enough about, but this is one where it's like, I think when people are comparing, like, well, Jordan never lost the finals. Jordan didn't do this. And I think he's heard that so much. And it's like, it shouldn't all be about championships. And then he picks up the little guys that didn't win. Like, talking about Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds has 7 MVPs.
Yeah, stop it.
You know, and we're talking about a team sport, which makes it difficult. But the honest to God factor is, basketball is the one sport of all of those team sports that one individual can carry that effing
team. And that was my point from the beginning. And by the way, you know, you say what you want about LeBron, but Michael Jordan never did squat in the NBA Game 7 final. He never did squat. He never even showed up. You know why? Because he was never in one. That's why.
Yeah, because
he was never in a Game 7 NBA final.
You know why? Because that sorry son of a bitch passed the ball to John Paxson in Game 6 against the Suns, and he did the same thing with Steve Kerr later on against the damn Jazz. Shoot the ball, Mike.
He didn't want the shot. Is that what we're going with this one right now?
Scared to take the shot.
Didn't Kerr get the winning shot?
Yes. Well, I'm a big Barkley fan. So if we go back to 92-93, and I'm watching him, and he's getting ready to shoot, and he passes the ball to Paxson, and I went, what? Why did he do that? Oh, no, he's wide open. No! You can't lose this way, Paxson! Are you kidding me?
That was practice. That's what. That's exactly how Paxton shoots it in practice.
No push off.
Paxton had an empty gym, no one in there. The ball's echoing when you hear it bounce, and he shot the ball. That's what that was. He gave him the shot that he practiced probably a gazillion times before the start of the game.
I think that's the first time I cried at a sporting event or about a sporting event as a kid. When Barkley didn't get his championship. They were the best team in basketball that year. And it just shows you, it doesn't matter when you're facing Mike. That guy was, he was a damn savage.
Yeah, he was. Absolutely was. And we don't say that. I'm sorry. Okay, Michael Jordan was the number one savage who in our lifetime. Who's the number two savage?
Kobe.
Exactly. It's still not. Hey. Still not LeBron.
Hey, I'm
still not LeBron.
Can I say something?
And you hated Kobe.
Might not be the number one savage, but I don't know because like Kobe ran through his teammate's chest to showcase the Olympic games. He ran through Paul Gasol's chest on purpose. Michael made up a story about some kid said something about him and went off and dropped 60 on his ass. Remember when you talked about me? I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
By the way. Let me throw this out there because we get accused of being soft on people, on people all the time. These guys either create or go on podcasts of people who are their friends so they never get called out.
Yep.
That's what they do. They avoid us and they go on these podcasts, either podcasts that they either created or their buddies who they're probably paying for and bankrolling their podcast just so they won't get called out. Because ain't nowhere in the world LeBron James would have come on here without one of us saying, well, wait a minute, LeBron.
Yeah, I didn't know this, but Joe just told me that's his podcast, Mind the Game. But still, like you're creating a platform for you to talk.
Exactly. So don't call us out for being, as you all, some of you say, soft on people. If we were so soft, then why these guys create their own podcast? Because they don't want to be asked questions. That's why. 410-583-1057, that's the number. I'll take you inside the Orioles clubhouse at 7:45, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to get into a couple of different stories here. How about this poor guy? You guys know what Beat the Streak is?
Yes.
ESPN, I think it was ESPN had it, or one of these apps where Beat the Streak is you go on, you pick somebody to, I think it's get a hit. And we had a guy that did it for 50 straight games. And if you get to, I think it's 57, you win $5.6 million. I'll tell you what happened to him. And you guys are going to love this. A Ghana Drunkard Association. That's right. A bunch of drunks in Ghana have threatened a massive nationwide protest if the government doesn't reduce the price of this. You can figure it out. We talk about it next in the World of Stupid. All right. I came across a story I got to bring up. It just happened. I just saw it. It's about planking. You guys know, like, obviously, we've all worked out in the gym, planking, putting your forearms down.
Yep.
And almost like you're in that push-up position and hold it. And no matter how, like, you could look at your, if you're doing it for 60 seconds, you could look over at the clock and it seems like the time's going the wrong way. Like, hold on, it just said 55 seconds. I've only been holding this for 5 seconds. Are you kidding me? There's an 80-year-old man who planks for 50 minutes. He's 80.
Yeah.
In Florida, he blew a goal out of the water recently holding a plank for a whopping 50 minutes. That's 100 times longer than the average recommendation for his age. 50 minutes he held a plank. Bob Schwartz, that's right, which is believed to be a record for his age at the Ocean Reef Fitness Club in Key Largo. Why am I bringing this up in the World of Stupid? I don't even know if I'm going to be able to walk when I'm 80. Like, everything in my body is breaking down.
Assuming you'll reach 80.
Yeah, hey, it's not getting ahead of myself.
So he's 80 years old.
And he can hold a plank for 50 minutes. I bet he's got a 7-inch penis, too, you lucky bastard.
How do you think? Why do you think he holds him up?
Hold on. I bet he's got a 4-inch penis, you lucky bastard. 80-year-old. To our knowledge, after extensive searching, it's the longest plank ever held by an 80-year-old. You want to see a picture of him?
Not really, but go ahead.
He kind of just looks like a normal... I got to move like my 70 drinks out of the way so I don't knock it over. He just kind of looks like a normal...
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, he looks good for his age, right?
Yeah.
But old guy, holding... How long do you think you could hold a plank for?
A minute.
I think I'd even struggle now with a minute. It's been a while.
Maybe I would. That's why I used to do it a minute at a time.
Rob, you ever do planking?
Yeah, Matt Wilson makes me do planks.
Bear crawls and plank. That son of a bitch, Matt Wilson. He's probably got you just. Yeah. I know.
My son held it for a couple of minutes, and I was like, oh, my goodness. His roommate was a Marine. He held it like too long, and he couldn't have kept going. He just held longer than he did.
Kid's in crazy shape.
Crazy shape.
And now I'm watching. There's a video of, or pictures of him planking with 345s on his back.
Really?
345 pound plates on his back. This guy's unbelievable. All right, let's get to this next story, because these other stories are just really stupid. If you guys ever played Beat the Streak, it's kind of a fun thing you can do for free. I'm not sure if it's MLB or ESPN. Let me scroll through this. I always thought it was ESPN's Beat the Streak.
I thought it was ESPN. I've never played it, but I'm very familiar with it. I thought it was ESPN.
Yeah, they both had MLB and the MLB app and ESPN had something similar. But anyway, if you get to 57 games, and why are we at that number? What's the longest hitting streak in Major League Baseball?
56.
Joe DiMaggio. So you beat the streak.
Right.
That's the way it's... Just so people know what it is. I'm not trying to mansplain, but like if you didn't get that, a guy had picked 50.
I think... Every time you say 50 or 51 or 52 or 57, you have to use the accent.
50, man.
I don't think that's mansplaining. I think even if you know this streak, you didn't know why they picked 57.
Okay.
Because I know the streak, but I was sitting here wondering why I was 57. Now I get it.
So basically, I think what you do is if you get to 57, you essentially get $100,000 for each win. You get $5.6 million if you can get to 57. This guy got to 50. And then he picked Jacob Wilson last night. Jacob Wilson went 0 for 4. Mm. 0 for 4. And that's just got to be, like, you get to that point, and it's not like you can hedge your bets at that point. You know what I mean? Like, if you guys saw the guy that had, he lost the bet. He had the four or five teams to win the championship. Mm-hmm. The Eagles, he had the Oilers, he has the Thunder. What other sports am I missing? He had the Dodgers last year, and I think he had the Liberty. Yeah, the Liberty. And he said he wasn't hedging his bet. And just to tie it in with this, he did. He won like 90 grand last night because somehow he was able to hedge that bet on Florida. So I don't know if somebody loaned him a lot of money, if he had that money already. And the other thing to say here is when they offered you like 200 and some thousand to cash out, you're an idiot that you didn't cash. And I'm team no cash, but you need so many things to go right to get that. And then eventually he did. He hedged his bet. He won some money. But I still think that if one of the sports books, I don't know if it was on DraftKings or FanDuel, if one of the sports books went to him and said, hey, we want you to ride this out, we'll still pay you. Not the full amount, but we'll give you this if you ride it out. If you win, you get the full amount. If not, this... Because it was so stupid to try to say, yeah, I'm just risking it all. I'm going to do this. Because you could have came... It was a $12 bet, I believe. You could have come away with so much money. The ROI off of that, you have to realize it. Like, yeah, if I hang on and they win, that's still a huge if. And an Edmonton loss last night, Florida moves on, or Florida wins back-to-back years, and now the guy, again, since he hedges bet, he won 90 grand, but still, like, I just
let me ask you this, Jeremy. That beat the streak thing, is that an all or nothing?
Yeah.
So you don't...
You can't hedge, that's what, yeah. I guess you could... You could get to a point and towards the end, and you could start... Like, if you're betting a guy to get a hit, you could bet him, I believe you can still bet him not to get a hit or under his one and a half bases or whatever. You could find that in some sports books, whether it's domestic, meaning FanDuel, DraftKings, whatever, or if it's, you know, not here, you have a situation where they offer different types of bets that you can go through if it's not a domestic sports book. So, getting back to this, like with that, I think he could have got to the end and laid a large chunk of change on the guy not to get a hit and still made something. But God, that's so close to 5 points. You need seven more. You need seven more hits.
Yeah.
And he just didn't get it. That's how tough it is.
It sounds tough just at the outset.
Yep. Well, let's get to this. The Ghana Drunkard Association, the GDA, claims to have 16.65 million members. 16.65 million members. They have threatened a massive nationwide protest if their government does not reduce the price of what? Alcohol within 3 weeks. The drunks want to get drunk.
What's the name of the society again?
The Ghana Drunkards Association.
They have a drunkards association.
Yeah. There's a video posted. A man identified as Moses Abua, believed to be the association's leader or spokesperson, said the government must act swiftly in response to the recent appreciation of the Ghanaian SETI.
How many people? In the association?
16.65 million.
There's only 33 million people in the country.
No, they're all drunk. Half of them.
Half of them are drunks or members of society. I just looked it up. There's 33.7 million people.
What's the crime rate in Ghana?
I mean, nothing. They're all falling asleep.
What's the crime? I'm serious. I'm sure it's not many violent crimes.
So I think you guys understand. To date, the prices of alcoholic drinks keep going up. If you purchase alcohol, there's an increment of about 15%, and this affects vendors. So if something is affecting the vendors, the price is going to go up on you as well. We've learned that the SETI has gained some strength, and the price of some of the items have been reduced. However, the cost of alcohol remains high. What'd you find?
It's going to make people so angry.
What?
I look at the homicide rate in Ghana. 1.8 cases per 100,000 people. In the U.S., it's about 5 to 6. In Baltimore, it's 56 per 100,000.
Jesus Christ, so, man.
Yeah. You're much safer in Ghana with the drunks.
Well, we have given them a 3-week grace period to meet us so we can deliberate on how to reduce the prices of alcohol. We are not making this call for only alcoholic drinks, but for the non-alcoholic ones as well. Yeah, right, buddy. You don't care about that. You don't care about the price of that. You want to get drunk. But these guys, too, like, to get that many people. So half the country is in it.
Yes.
If they're being honest.
Yeah.
So if half your country goes to protest, what do? Maybe they do have some power and they can get the alcohol levels dropped. Is there a place that does this with edibles? I can move there. I don't care about the crime rate. I'll stay in my room. Ugh. Anyway, that's your World of Stupid.
Cordell Woodland joins us at 8:15. Don't go anywhere. Can't miss that. But on the other side, I'll take you inside the Orioles Clubhouse and Clubhouse Connection up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:48 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I remember saying to you guys yesterday, TBD and TBA, the Orioles love to play on words. And yesterday we realized it was TBA because in the clubhouse, well before the game between the Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays, we saw Trevor Rogers just sitting there on the taxi squad and knowing then that he was going to pitch today for the Baltimore Orioles, something that we've been well anticipating and looking forward to. He piqued our curiosity with the shutout performance he had in Boston. I think many of us are wondering whether or not, you know, the Trevor Rogers that we knew for 2021 is back, or that was just, a one-time thing. I love that we had a chance to talk to him yesterday before the game,
And I asked them, was that start something that reminded them of who he could be? Or was it, you know, maybe too deep? And he said, no, Jeremy, it was. It was a good start because it reminded him of what he could do back when he was tearing it up and a top three candidate for Rookie of the Year back just, 4 years ago. And he also talked about how good it was because he knows when he wasn't successful, he was in a dark space, a very dark place. And we can imagine that when you're that successful on that high level. And it was good for him, therapeutic, guys, for him, because now being in AAA, he sees young guys struggle, and he feels like it's therapeutic for him also to share his experience with them as much as it is to get advice from others. And I thought that was an interesting perspective.
Yeah, you know, again, this is another guy that if you had watched him back in his rookie year, he looked phenomenal. He looked like he was going to become, you know, not the ace of that staff, because if I remember correctly, was Fernandez still around at that point? I don't know if he had passed or not. But either way, on that staff, getting an opportunity, he ground ball, like, I don't want to call him a merchant, but like, he got so many ground balls and he would get strikeouts and he had great ERA, and then it just all went to the wayside. He had an injury and has never found himself. And I don't know that the spot start that he got here is who he's going to be, but it gives you a little bit of hope that maybe there is something there and that they didn't trade for a guy that you get nothing out of. Because right now, as it stands, the only thing you have a chance to get out of him is if he pitches the rest of this year. His contract's up at the end, and I can't see you re-signing him if he doesn't pitch well.
Yeah, Fernandez died in 2016.
So I looked way before.
Because, yeah, I couldn't remember either. So when you first asked, I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know if you guys are getting to this point of your life. Like everything runs together. I was thinking about it the other day. I've been doing radio for 25 years. It's the thing I've done longest in my life, and I'm going, how the hell did that happen? And just things just kind of run together.
Yeah. I agree with that. Like I said, I only know it because I looked it up. It wasn't in my mental Rolodex. Also, I saw you brought up Kobe Mayo earlier, and I'm with you. I would love to see Kobe Mayo get more playing time. But one of the things, Ed, that I noticed about him, including yesterday, he's putting in a ridiculous amount of time learning first base. He went through some drills yesterday before the game where he has his feet spread wide apart with his kind of his back bladed towards the ball, practicing the backhand ground ball pickup at first base. And I think he may have gone through this drill for like 20 minutes. And for those of you thinking 20 minutes, okay, do the drill for 20 minutes, and you'll understand how 20 minutes is a significant time doing one drill. Then he went to first base, and he had Buck Britton deliberately throwing him balls wild at first base, having to jump for it, having to know whether to come off the bag and go back or reach for it, which to me is one of the more difficult things for first baseman to learn, when to come off the bag and when to stretch. Sometimes you don't quite know it. And he went through this drill for another 20 minutes on knowing when to come off the bag, knowing how to play the hop. So he's putting in a tremendous amount of work finding out defensively, or trying to learn defensively how to play first base, because he's not a natural first baseman.
Also right-handed, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't that kind of a disadvantage? You see a lot of right-handed first basemen.
I think so.
I always think of left-handed first basemen.
Yeah, that's why you don't see left-handed players on the left side of the infield.
Right, right.
Yeah. But again, like, you, first base is the one position, whether it's righty or lefty. I think it's easier. Like, you're right with the way it's set up. It's better to be a left-hander there.
But when I think of first base, I rule out right-handed players right away most of the time when they throw right-handed. That's why I'm surprised they're giving him so much time there. And what does that mean for the future? I mean, is it playing a spot for him? Or is it like Mountcastle, you know?
I think they're trying to create defensive positions for him, because right now he's kind of handcuffed to where he's a DH. I know came up as a third baseman, but the kid is not a major league third baseman defensively. He's not. I mean, you look at this team right here. You got a Gold Glover in Urias. You got Westberg, who plays it sensationally. Where does he fit at third base?
Yeah. Now, infield's solid, man.
Right, right. Right now there's a position for him at first base only because Mountcastle is out and O'Hearn can play first, DH, and play right field, play the outfield. So O'Hearn is a little more flexible. Kobe Mayo is a DH right now in Major League Baseball, who they're trying to make a first baseman. And again, I give a kid credit because he's one of the first guys
He's one of the first guys to get here before the game starts, and he's out on that field, Jeremy, putting in major time trying to learn to be a better fielder.
Yeah, man. I don't know what his future is. I know when they said they liked all three prospects at a really high level, I always thought he was kind of third on the list. Like, you know, Jackson, because he was the number one overall pick, I always thought was going to be the best. And then you start looking at Sam Basayo and going,
yeah,
man, does this league have a problem on their hands if Jackson, wait until Gunner starts hitting again. I know Manzolino said something about him hitting a ton of ground balls that he doesn't have his A swing now. But, like, you get those guys in the lineup, that's a formidable front part of the order that you're going to have to deal with. And that's not it. I just looked at Jordan Westberg's numbers since coming back. He's at like 375. And that's not it. I'm giving you the number that nobody cares about now, Rob. Right. The other numbers are off the charts good. So with Kobe Mayo, though, like if they were telling you they didn't want to trade Jackson, they didn't want to trade Basayo, and you're seeing what they're doing now, I understand why they didn't want to trade Mayo. But like you need to see him. And if you're not... Don't do this where we get to a point like we are with Kierstead, where you don't know what type of player you have, and if you trade him, you're selling low at that point. They're not there with Kobe Mayo because he only had a cup of coffee in the majors, but I just want to see more of him to see what type of player he's going to be.
And before we get out of here, you brought him up, Gunnar Henderson. Again, this is just my observation, speculation from my observation. Gunnar Henderson, I don't think is going to have the power numbers this year that he's had in the past. I think he's still struggling from the effects of the injury that he had that kept him out at the beginning of the season, which takes away from your power. I think that's why Gunnar Henderson, I think what he's learning to do is go opposite field a little bit. You think about it, when you have that kind of core injury, you know, going opposite field, you don't open up as much. You tend to protect yourself as much. I think Gunnar, average-wise, run production-wise, maybe typical Gunnar Henderson. You may not have the power numbers, the home runs that he used to him having. I don't know if he's 100% fully recovered from that injury that kept him out at the beginning of the season. Again, just my speculation based on observation.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're giving out shovels at 8:30, Cordell Woodland at 8:15. But on the other side, Lamar Jackson said he plans on putting in more work in the offseason with his receivers. Uh-oh. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.